You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
今天早晨
This morning,
我要和弟兄姐妹看一段圣经
I'd like to study with you from a portion of the Bible
这段圣经是非常非常的熟悉的
This is very familiar to all
那是记在路加福音第十六章
This can be found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 16
我们从第十九节念完第三十一节
We shall read from verses 19 to 31
那这段圣经耶稣基督所讲的不是一个比喻。
Here, what Jesus is saying is not a parable.
这一段圣经耶稣基督所讲的那是一个真实的事情 真实的故事。
But rather, this is a true account, a true story.
为什么呢?
Why do I say this?
每一次耶稣基督讲比喻的时候从来不把名字讲出来的。
Because whenever Jesus uses a parable, he will never mention a name.
但是在这段圣经里告诉我们说耶稣讲到有两个人一个是财主一个是拉撒路。
But here, Jesus mentions about a rich man and Lazarus.
所以我们读这段圣经的时候不要看好像比喻那样来说这是一个真实的故事
Therefore, as we read this account, do not treat it as a parable, but rather a true story.
不然的话耶稣基督不会把名字提出来
Otherwise, he will not mention Lazarus by name.
那这段圣经如果你仔细去看的话好像似乎是耶稣把那个永恒将来的永恒永生永生永死把这这个膜就把它揭开了。
Here, it is as though Jesus has broke apart the curtain about eternal death, eternal life.
让我们所有的人都能够稍微看见关于将来永恒的事情。
He parted the curtain so we can see what is going to happen in eternity.
这件事情对你我不可以忽略的。
This is something that you and I should never ignore.
所以今天早晨我要把这段圣经稍微的解释不一定我讲得很清楚但是我稍微的解释和弟兄姐妹一起的来分享。
This morning, I would like to explain to you this portion of scriptures.
耶稣基督讲到在这里有两个人。
Jesus mentions two people.
一个是财主。
One is a rich man.
一个呢?
The other one?
我问你们就回答我啊。
So reply.
我好像近期精神不是太好。
It is as though I'm not too energetic today.
你们一会回答我的时候把我的精神提起来。
So when you respond, you will give me the energy.
还有一个呢?
The other person is Lazarus.
那这两个人耶稣讲到他们的这些的事情让我看见有三件不同的事情
There are three things that are relevant to the interaction
那这上来哪三件事情呢
And what are the three things?
第一件事情我所看见的这两个人有相同点和不相同点的生活
I noticed that there are similarities and differences in their lifestyle
第二点让我看见了这一段圣经是看见有相同点和不相同点的死亡。
The second one is similarities and differences in death.
第三点从这段圣经里头我可以看见有相同点和不相同点的将来解决和永恒。
I'd like to deal with the third issue, the similarities and differences as to their eternal outcome, whether it's death or life.
让我很简单，很快的就把它讲过去。
Very quickly, I'm going to go through the three points.
第一点是相同点和不相同点的生活。
Firstly, the similarities and differences in their lifestyle.
那如果你看起来的话，实在是不太公平。
You will see that it is unfair.
相同点是在哪里呢
Where is the similarity?
他们都是犹太人
They're both Jews
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔
They're both descendants of Abraham
也都是上帝的选民
In other words, chosen people of God
你说对不对呢
Isn't that true?
拉撒路是犹太人
Lazarus was a Jew
财主也是犹太人
The rich man was a Jew
所以这是非常相同的
This is similarities
但是不相同点呢是讲到他们的生活
But the differences is in their lifestyle
这个财主是你可以看见他这一个人是一个财主。
This man is a rich man.
但是这个财主是非常的财主。
But he is very, very rich.
不是普通的财主。
This is not an ordinary rich man.
那你去看见这个不相同的，这个财主是衣食住行是相当相当的高尚尊贵。
This man is incredibly wealthy, and so he lives a very luxurious lifestyle.
那穿的是紫色袍和细麻布。
He will wear linen.And a purple robe.
为什么耶稣基督讲到这一件事情？
Why did Jesus specifically mention this?
那就讲到这一个人所穿的是非常的高贵。
In other words, this man would wear the name brand of his time.
从前皇帝就穿紫色袍了。
That would be equivalent to the king at that time.
甚至非常高级的祭司长、祭司们都穿紫色袍。
The high priest would wear purple.
所以他这个人穿的是非常的高贵。
So this man would wear something that is exorbitant.
像我们这个律师一样的穿的都是非常名贵的西装。
Just like how pastor's son would wear always brand names.
我的衣服都是哐啷哐啷哐啷的。那么他吃的呢？
And what about what he eats?
圣经告诉我们是天天宴肉啊。
The Bible says that he's partying every day.
他吃的是山珍海味啊。
He eats all the best seafood in the world.
天天哦。
And it's daily.
不是隔天哦。
It is not every other day.
也不是一个礼拜一次哦。
It's not once a week.
天天哦。
It's on a daily basis.
有多少的人每一天吃山珍海味啊？
How many of you would eat abalone and king crab every day?
你可看见。他是衣食住，圣经告诉我们说他是住的大房子。
The Bible says that he lives in a big house.
因为这个要饭的在他的门口外面在那里等着要讨饭。
Because the beggar is sitting at his gate, asking for help.
我敢相信这个按照现在的价钱来说的话
，According to the value now,
不是几千万呢。
I'm sure that it is more than 10 million.
我知道在我们中间可能有几千万的一栋房子在这个里头。
I'm sure many of you will have houses worth about 10 million.
很有钱。
But he is very rich.
啊，很有钱。
He's very rich.
那么他的行呢？我敢相信他开的车子，他的马车是非常的金贵的。
I'm sure that his chariot is also very luxurious.
他是出去行走，这个来往不是一匹马拉，那是八匹马拉。这是我想象的。
So I imagine that when he is going out, his carriage will be drawn by eight horses.
你可看见这个人实在是很了不起。
This man is incredible.
好像现在的人。开的车子，现在你到我们这个，到我们的 Richmond 来看看。
Now, if you can come to our Richmond to look,
你到 Richmond 一看呢，都是奔驰啊、法拉利啦等等的，都在我们 Richmond 里。
You will see all the name brands, all the luxurious cars in Richmond.
哎呀，我告诉你，看见他们我就昏倒了。
So when I see that, I faint.
哦，都是衣食住行都是不得了，这个财主啊
！Because people are living a very wealthy lifestyle.
但另外一个人呢？另外一个财主不相同的另外一个财主，一个人叫拉撒路。
But in contrast, we see a man called Lazarus.
不同的，他是你可以看见他是这个贫病交加在他的身上。
You will notice that he is sick and he is poor.
他是个叫花子。
He is a beggar.
那可能就是很荒唐的。
He could be handicapped as well.
人就每一天把他抬到那个财主的门口，在那里要饭的，要一点东西吃。
Every day, somebody will have to bring him over to the gate for him to ask for help.
财主所吃下的东西一丢，他就吃了。
Whatever is left over from the table of the wealthy man, they'll throw it to him.
你说什么东西了？
Then you say what?
像个面包啊。
Maybe bread.
这个财主吃完了以后啊，没有擦手的，他用面包擦手，就把扔过去。这个垃圾路就在那把它吃掉好了。
Maybe these are the crumbs from the table that are thrown down to him.
哎呀，你可看见多可怜啊！不仅是一个要饭的，而且身上都是病啊。
Not only is he a beggar, but he's got a lot of wounds or sores on his body.
如财啊
He's got no money and he's got
he's, 不是如财啊
and, And he is so skinny, his skin and bones.
如果你可看见了, 这个身上都是病啊,
his skin and bones and full of sores. And I'm sure that he stinks as well.
这两个不,都是犹太人,
and both of them are Jews.
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
they're both descendants of Abraham.
都是上帝的选民,
they're both chosen people of God.
不,就在这地方,
but there's the difference.
真不公平啊,
it's so unfair.
你说公平不公平啊?
You say, is it unfair? Fair or unfair?
没话,没听不懂我的话,没反应了,公不公平啊?
Is it fair or unfair?
啊? 真的不公平啊?
It is unfair.
All right, 我再看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是看他们相同的和不相同的那个死亡。
Let us look at their similarities and differences in their deaths. Let's all read together.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
22节,
22.
后来那逃犯的死了,
it says that the beggar died.
被天使带去到亚伯拉罕的怀里,
the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
财主下面什么字啊? 什么字啊? 一个字, 什么字啊? Yes,
it says here that the rich man also died. Now, this the similarity is that they both died. The beggar died. Perhaps he was young.
这个病痛,生病了。Because
he was ill, maybe.
可能是个孤儿,
it could be, he could have been an orphan. Nobody looking after him. Now he died early. But now the rich man died too.
什么时候死我不知道?
Why he died, we don't know.
哪一个年龄死我不知道?
What year he died, we don't know.
怎么死我不知道?
How he died, we don't know.
但圣经说,
nevertheless, the Bible says he
我告诉你,
also died.
死是最公平了。
So death is the most fair thing.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
人人都有一死,
everyone will have to go through death.
不管是你长得漂亮的, 不长得漂亮, 很丑的, 都要死。
Whether you're beautiful or ugly, you still
有钱的, 没有钱的, 都要死。
Whether you're rich or poor, you
你说,
die.
对不对啊?
Isn't it true?
我最近看了一个报纸啊,
recently, I read a newspaper.
这个报纸他找这个人 叫,
Ross Perot.
Perot.
This man is called Ross Perot. I'm sure you've seen
him.
Actually, Ross Perot has tried to run for president twice.
Unfortunately,
he failed in his candidacy.
哇,他很有钱啊,
but he's rich.
多少钱啊?
How much money?
虽然不是全世界的富第一富第二富，但是他很有钱哦。
Although he is not number one or number two in the wealthy,
有41亿美金,
he is wealthy enough. He's got 41 billion.
很有钱吗?
US.
有多少人我们在这里有一亿美金的基金?
How many of you have 1 billion US?
一亿美金啊,
how many of you have 1 billion US? Raise your hand.
没有一个一亿的, 他有41亿啊。
He's got 41 billion US.
了不起啊。
He's an incredible man.
啊, 了不起啊,
he's an incredible man.
很长寿啊,
he is also long lived.
跟我一样年纪,
same age as Pastor Sun.
他死了,
he died.
我没有钱,
so Pastor Sun is still alive.
但我告诉你, 我还要死的啊,
but Pastor Sun, sooner or later, he's going to die too.
什么时候死我不知道,
but I don't know when Pastor Sun is going to die.
但是终是会死的,
but one day, somebody, everybody will die.
如果你去看创世纪的话,
if you read from the book of Genesis,
因为人犯罪了以后,
because after a man sinned,
神对亚当说,
God said to Adam,
第三章第十九节打出来我看看好不好?
In Genesis 3:19, what does it say?
直到日日要吐, 换句话说,
for dust
人犯罪以后,
after man fell,
神对亚当夏娃说, 直到你日日要吐, 换句话说, 你要死,
in other words, until you turn into dust, until you die.
你是尘土造的, 你还要归于死,
because
归于土,
from dust you came, to dust you return.
我告诉你哦,
let me tell you,
不管你活了100岁,
whether you live to 100,
120岁,
120,
好不好?
Isn't that good?
他说有人说什么是你会长寿的。
People say, Pastor Son, you're going to be long lived.
你会活到一百多岁。
You will live more than 100.
我告诉你，我如果活了一百五十四岁、一百五十五岁的话，你看都不敢看我了。
I'm sure if I'm 155 years old, you will not want to see me because I would look like a ghost.
一百五十岁了，你看你鬼啊！
Can you imagine 150 years old?
哎呀，我也不想啊。
I don't want to be that way.
我现在八十八岁已经很不错了。
Right now at 88, that's not bad.
可能我八十九岁走了。
Maybe I'll go in 89. Who knows?
每一个人都要死啊。
But everybody has to go through death.
希伯来书第九章二十七节说按着定命人人都有一死啊。
Hebrews 9 says, it's stated that everyone would have to go through death. The rich man will die.
The poor man
will die.
没有学问的人会死。
The uneducated will die.
有学问的人也要死。
The educated will die.
你长得丑的人要死。
The ugly ones will die.
你长得很漂亮很美丽的人也要死。
The good looking ones will die too.
每一个人都要死。
Everybody got to die.
如果你再去看一节圣经的话
If you read from another verse
我们再看一节圣经
Another verse
这个我们念了再念一节圣经吧 再给大家看一节好不好我们看传道书吧
Ecclesiastes
没有啊好好来第三章第一节它下面还有几个字没有打出来
In Ecclesiastes 3:1
大家一起来念请来这个下面还有六个字什么还有六个字什么字呢生有死死也有死
There's a time to be born and a time to die
每个人都会死
Everybody's got to die
为什么
Why is this?
因为人犯了罪
Because people have
sinned 人犯了罪以后人人都会死
So after man sinned then they have to die
所以死是最公平的
Therefore death is the fairest thing of all
你说对不对
Don't you agree? Don't you agree?
好像你不要死
It is as though you don't want to die.
人人都会死啊。
You need to die. You have to die.
有一个富人。
There is a rich man.
他生了一个女孩子，男孩子。
He has a son.
胖胖的。
Chubby.
很好看。
Good looking.
眼睛大大的。
Big eyes.
耳朵长长的。
Long ears.
哇，这个是长命百岁的人啊。
This looks like he's going to live for 100.
所以他就把这个他孩子抱到一个在他们村里面最智慧的一个年长的人。
He then brought this baby to the oldest man in the village.
听说这个老人家会算命的。
Because this man is a fortune teller.
他能够看，他能够算你未来的会做什么，会怎么样这个发生。
He can tell you everything that will happen for this little baby.
所以这个妇女就把这个孩子抱到他那个老人家那里。
So the mother then brought the baby to the old man.
他的老先生呢？
Then she says, old man, Mr. This is my son.
你看看
look at him
看看好不好看
look, isn't he good looking
哇真好看、啊、
good looking baby
真好真美丽的长相啊
he's got a very nice demeanor
他说老先生他将来会做什么
will you please tell me what can this baby do in the future、
啊、
what is the future of this baby
这个老人想看一看他
the old man looked
再看看妈妈
and looked at the mother
他说他将来一定会死
in the future he surely will die
哎呀他是盼望他这个老人家能够说哎呀他将来能够升官啦发财啦那个的他哪里知道老人家说我告诉你我实实在在告诉你他一定会死。
Mother was hoping for some good news about the baby and the old man says, I'm sure that he will die one day.
你看看孙中山到哪里去了
Where is Sun Yat-sun today?
蒋介石到哪里去了
Where is Chiang Kai-shek today?
毛泽东呢
Where is Mao Zedong?
周恩来呢
Where is 周恩来
邓小平呢
Or 邓小平
蒋经国呢
Or 蒋经国
老早走了
They all died.
金花他是一世很风光
Even if he had a very successful career.
到了时间到了
Ultimately when the time comes.
哎呀是
He'll die.
你我不是一样。
You and I, we're all the same.
你不要笑他。
Don't laugh at him.
啊，你我有一天都这样子。
You and I will meet the same predicament.
你好几个月没有看见孙约翰，你说孙约翰到哪里去了
？When you don't see John's son for a few weeks, you say, "Where is Reverend Son?"
他走了。
Son? He passed.
走到哪里
？Where did he go?
不是啊。
No, he did not go to
他死了。
Actually, he passed. He died.
每一个人都要死。
Everybody's gonna die.
你说对不对啊
？Don't you agree?
好像你不会死的样子。
It is as though you are not going to die.
对不对啊
？Don't you agree?
对。
Yes.
所以死是最公平的。
Death is the fairest thing indeed.
不同的在哪里呢
？But where's the difference?
不同的一个是魔鬼把财主带到地狱里去永恒里去
the devil dragged the rich man to hell
但是拉撒路呢
but Lazarus
圣经说天使把他带走了
but Lazarus was brought to Abraham by the angels
虽然这个财主死的时候非常的风光
although the burial for the wealthy man was glorious
那个丧事礼拜非常的隆重啊
although there was a lot of ceremony for his burial
这个 funeral service 的那个 chapel 的时候哎呦摆满了花了
and I'm sure that the funeral service will be filled with flowers
很多人在那里恭祭啊
many people will be giving their condolences Many people will be bowing to the cadaver. But I'll tell you this. Although Lazarus died, he's a beggar. He's got no coffin. Maybe no one looking after the cadaver. Maybe according to Jewish custom, when they see a beggar dying, they'll just wrap him in cloth and burn him. Where's the difference?
圣经告诉我们说，天，拉撒路，天使带走了。
The Bible says that the angels carried Lazarus.
那个财主呢
What about the rich
man? 财主是魔鬼把他带走了
The rich man was taken away by the devil
两个不同了
There's the difference
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and
sisters 请注意哦
Let's pay attention to this
这个圣经里面所讲的是耶稣基督讲的是实实在在的事情
This is a true story that was narrated by Jesus Christ
这不是个故事不是一个
this is not a parable This is not a parable
这是一个实在的事情
This is a true story
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says,
拉撒路被带到哪里去了
？Where was Lazarus?
被天使带到到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels brought him to the side of Abraham.
哦，在那里，就是都带到永恒的里头去。
In other words, he was brought into eternity.
相同的是，他们都到永恒里去了。
Similarity is that they both went into eternity.
不同的是，他们有两条不同的路。
The difference is that they have two different roads to two different eternities.
按照我们普通的人来说
，According to ordinary people,
一个就是到了天堂去了
，One to heaven,
永生道路去了
，Eternity to eternal life.
一个是到地狱去了
，The other one to Hades or hell.
到永生的道路去了
，In other words, to eternal death.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says.Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham. He received comfort. He receives the benediction of the peace from Abraham. He's got joy. Father Abraham represents the Heavenly Father.In the heavenly kingdom.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible says,
在天国里头
In the heavenly kingdom,
这个再没有战争
There will be no war.
再没有痛苦
There will be no pain.
再没有眼泪
There will be no tears.
再没有死亡
There will be no death.
在主的里头
In Christ,
是平安的
There's peace.
在主的里头
In the Lord,
是喜乐的
It's joyful.
在主的里头
In the Lord,
是安稳的
It is peaceful.
所以你看亚伯拉罕这个拉撒路就被天使带到天国里面
Here, Lazarus was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
但是这个财主呢
But the rich man,
被魔鬼带到那个阴间里头
He was brought into hell by the devil. There's a difference.
财主在阴间里头圣经说受痛苦
Here, the Bible says that the rich man is in hell and suffering in agony.
我要让你们大家看一看
Read.
请你们大家一起来看第二十三节
In verse 23.
这个财主，他就是财主。财主在阴间受痛苦，远远的，举目远远的望去，亚伯拉罕又望见撒玛利亚，拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头沾一点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里什么，在这火焰里什么。”
In verse 24, the rich man said to Abraham, Have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire.
这段圣经的话
If you read from this text,
在这里讲到痛苦极其痛苦痛苦痛苦
We see here he is in agony, he is in torment.
因为勒士路到了阴间
Because the rich man is in hell.
通俗的说因为勒士路到了地狱里头
In other words, the rich man is now in Hades.
在马可福音第九章告诉我们说到地狱里头是虫是不死的火是不灭的
In Mark 9 it says, the worms don't die, the fire do not quench.
那不是暂时的痛苦
This is not a temporary suffering.
那不是时间会过去的
This is not just a temporary agony.
那我在这里告诉我们永永远远的
But here it talks about an eternal agony.
我请你们看看这个是启示了最后的关于地狱的光景。
Let us read from Revelation as to the condition of hell.
我从这一段圣经里告诉我们说，他我在这个火焰里是极其痛苦。
He says that I am agonizing in this fire.
我请你们每一个人翻开有圣经的，大概启示了第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
二启示二十一章，每一个人翻开来。
In Revelation 21.
有圣经的。
If you have the Bible with you,
啊，我不知道这里有没有。
Yes, Revelation 21.
哇，好，很好。他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火里，这是什么？第二次的死。
All these people will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
那些撒谎的、不信的、欺骗的、行邪术的，所以他们的粪，他们将来的结局就是。扔在流亡的火里，这是第二次的事。
For the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, practicing magic arts, adulteries, and so on, that they will go through a second death.
罗马书第六第三第六章第六章怎么说呢
？What does Romans 6 say?
二十三节告诉我们说，罪的工价呢是死。
That the wages of sin is death.
人人都有罪
Because everyone has sinned.
我有罪
I have sinned.
你有罪
You have sinned.
我们的结局是什么
What are the wages of sin?
我们结局的是死
Ultimately we'll die.
这不是肉体的死
It is not a physical death.
不是这个死呢不是说每一个人都是肉体里有都要断气的
It is not that we're talking about the death physically.
这个死是第二次的死
This death we talk about is a second death.
启示录告诉我们说第二次的死哦。
Revelation says this is a second death.
那是灵魂的死哦。
This is the death of the spirit,
of the soul. 那是第二次的死哦。
This is a second death.
弟兄姐妹们在这里告诉我们说不信的气、诡诈了、撒谎了等等，这个是将来的粪，就是第二次的死。
For the unbelieving, the immoral, and all these, ultimately they will end up in the second death.
请你们再看第二十章。
Let's read again in verse 20.
二十章，我们请你们看第十节。
Chapter 20, verse 11.
大家一起来，请来。他们受痛苦，直到。
They will be tormented day and night.
两年。
For 2 years.
5 years.
5 years.
10 years.
10 years.
什么时候
For how long?
永永远远
forever and ever
你可以这个到现在这个财主在那里还是被火在那里烧、啊、
So even to this day the rich man is still in hell being burned
那不是肉体那是灵魂、啊、
This is a soul being burned
弟兄姐妹我们讲灵魂、啊、
We're talking about a soul
每一个人与动物不同了因为我们有灵魂、啊、
The difference between human beings and animals is that humans have soul
这个灵魂是真正的圣约翰呐。
This is the true John.
你的灵魂是真正的王某某、张某某、李某某、林某某啊。
Because the soul is your true identity.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says，
我们每一个人的肉体都会死
，All our physical body will die，
但是我们灵魂永远不死。
But the soul will never die。
是你去哪个地方呢
？Wherever you go，
你是永死
，Do you go to eternal death，
永生
，or eternal life？
永世在这里告诉我们说
Here it says eternal death is
火在那里烧着
There's a fire An ending fire
永永远远
This is for eternity
那是 second death
这个就是第二次的死亡
第二次弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里告诉我们说不同的在这里
Here is the difference
财主在那里受痛苦
The rich man is in agony He's being tormented
这是灵魂受痛苦
His soul is being tormented
在地狱里头有意识的
Conscience There's a conscience in hell
都能够看见了
And they can see
会祷告了
And they can pray
会讲话了
They can speak They can suffer. They can feel. They can be reminded. All these things, the sentient things are there. The rich man can see across and see Lazarus with Abraham. Abraham says that Lazarus is in my bosom. He is being comforted. Dear brothers and sisters, the question now is, are you going to eternal death or eternal life? Now, Pastor Sun is going to start to preach. A while ago, that was just an appetizer. Now he starts. So you may have to skip lunch today. Now, in an important message.
I'm going to,
as you read this text, as I read this text, do you have a question?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.